Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Call.
I'm Ash.
Colleen. I'm Colleen. Are you sipping on anything?
No. Well, yeah. I'm sipping on Emergency.
Oh, are you not feeling well?
No, but apparently I'm getting my second vaccination today.
Oh, yes.
And apparently Emergency can help. Oh my God. Well, I'm going to go get something. Hold on. Just tell them what's going on.
As Ashley was talking about hydrating, I cracked open my grand prize podium winner from all of our Seltzer Olympics, or the standing winner, because there could be, we've discovered some more seltzers that we need to try and put this to the test. But as of right now, this is holding the gold medal, the Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade Black Cherry. So Ashley saw me open this. She got super, super jealous. She's run away. Now she's back. And what
I'm
do
back.
You have?
This is, oh, okay, so we
speaking
need
of
to...
potential contenders, I was just talking about that this
oh,
is
were?
The gold medalist for now. With an asterisk.
For now. So have you been able to find these yet? The Vizzy?
This always happens to me. I do a virtual cart thing for grocery pickup. Because just so, there's something, COVID has been absolutely terrible for, like, terrible, 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 right? Just like preface it with that. And then I'll say, because of this, a lot of organizations and industries have had to like rapid pace kind of like develop technology-wise or whatever. Grocery pickup is one of the best things ever. These like bring things out to your car services, even like at Starbucks, especially when you've got kids in the car, not taking out of the car seats and doing all the
Starbucks
things.
Starbucks has that?
Yes. At least ours do. I added a bunch of things to my cart online, including the Vizzy. And then I went to go get the things, and they're like, we've made some substitutions. We don't have everything, and they didn't have that. So I'm still trying to track it down.
Oh. Yeah. So I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it's a very colorful, pretty box. And I just feel like, you know, you're never supposed to judge a book by its cover. So I'd seen this several times, but I thought, you know, are you really a key player for me? But they had a lemonade. They had a Vizzy lemonade pack. And I thought, well, I might as well try it.
Give it a whirl.
They have watermelon lemonade, peach lemonade, strawberry lemonade, and raspberry lemonade. And I told Call, there might be a new sheriff in town. So, and they also have other ones too, Vizzy, like regular pack, but they have like fun flavors, I feel like tan, like one of them is passion fruit guava or something. And then like tangerine blackberry or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And also Bud Light has an out of office seltzer pack as well.
Yes.
Which all those flavors kind of reminded me of those, because they're a little bit more like pina colada and stuff, right?
Yes.
Like,
and have we We haven't tested the Michelob Ultra on here together either, I don't think, right? But Michelob Ultra, I was just at the store today, and they have their original pack, which I was really excited about because they have spicy pineapple. Spoiler alert, there is no such thing as spice. There's not a single hint of spice in there. So it's very misleading. But I still like it. And then I saw that they – and then it's like two other ones that are – sound good. And then they have another pack. So we've got to do Seltzer Science Lab again. And the reason that we're not drinking on this episode, back to why I didn't have a drink prepped, is because I'm getting my second vaccination today. And I thought, like, okay, I can drink, but if we did Seltzer Science Lab, I'd have to go over there. I'd have to go over to my vaccination, you know? So we can't do that. But I did just grab myself a Vizzy watermelon lemonade. So, and,
beautiful.
And you're doing
the black cherry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Are there too many seltzers?
Yeah, and I'm not mad yet.
You're not.
Maybe it will
seems
be.
Like
but
a lot. Like everybody, yeah, but there I'm must down. Be a lot of people buying them. And it's the season of seltzer because the sun's, you know, coming out everywhere. It's
like, I sort of feel like influencer marketing. So one of the things that I do is influencer marketing. And I don't think it'll be around forever. So I'm going to milk it for all it's worth right now. Like I'm going to make as much money as I can on this because it's not going to be a thing. Same with like, I don't know if you're familiar with Lightroom presets, but I feel like everybody was creating Lightroom presets and it's like, do it. Like don't count on this for your 10-year plan, but make all the money you can right now on those things because they're not going to be the hit for. So I think this is the seltzer spotlight moment.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be talking about seltzer in 2 years. You
right.
know?
This is a moment in time.
Yeah. And I'm here for it. I just picked up today because I always, speaking of having so many seltzers, whenever I go to the store, I just go down the aisle just to see, hey, anything new, anything interesting. And I did see today, it's called like Snow Cap Electrolyte something. So it's a seltzer with electrolytes. And I read the box and it's like, for the athletes in all of us, like if you're skiing down the mountain or you're skateboarding or whatever, like this'll, you know, this is what you want. So it's like replenishing electrolytes while getting you drunk. So I'm, you know, it's all marketing, but I said, fine. That sounds like what I need.
Yeah. Let's electrolyte me.
Yeah. Electrolyte me.
Fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ash and I, in preparation for this episode, we're like, hey, Easter's right around the corner because when you guys are listening to this, it's going to be a handful of days away. And also we're in the thick of March Madness. We're like, is there anything that we could do like one or the other? And then this morning you texted something like, could we do like a candy competition? And it was like, yes, ding, 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 the Easter basket bracket. So we're March Madness and
your
Easter basket have come together in a way that I never thought would be possible. And this is going to be the best mashed segment ever. Mm-hmm. So we have 8 contenders. And so we're going to see like what the ultimate Easter basket top 3 things, I guess, maybe. We're going to have a winner, but then there's also going to be some honorable mentions to have the ultimate Easter basket.
Don't we have like 9 contenders because
we have our
7
wild
of
cards.
The same and then we each have a wild card.
Yeah, but the bracket right now is our same stuff. And then, we have a Cinderella bracket.
Oh, it is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cinderella, you know, because the idea here, guys, is you never know when someone, they get seated like a 16 and then all of a sudden they're knocking out number one, number two, you know? And we call them the Cinderella, like in the in the March Madness world, right? They're the Cinderella story. And I think only one time in history has a 16 seed won the whole thing.
Ooh, really?
Pretty rare.
Yeah.
And
nice
I don't
fact
even know
you
if
just
that's
grabbed
true.
There.
Yeah. Well, there was something like maybe 4 years ago or something. I remember it was like no one saw this team coming. And I think they might have made it to the final but then lost. But it was like no number 16 seed had even made it to the final before or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's not a full on fact. Just a.
It feels right to say
that.
Yeah. That feels good.
And you know, I probably could have just delivered it and said and you guys would have believed me.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have even backtracked on that to try to let you know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
We also.
So there is only one time in the history has a number 16 seed won the whole tournament.
That
you
meme, that meme where the woman winks.
Oh, the wink.
That gets me. I don't care what words are on there. Just that face is like, I think it's my favorite meme ever. It's so good. It just makes me LOL.
Did you see Kara posted it yesterday?
Yes.
On our channel?
So Chris and I were at the zoo with Ben.
I had never seen that woman before.
Oh, you haven't? We're at the zoo with Ben, and Chris, he gets like our Instagram posts, like he gets a notification when they go out, so then he sees him on his watch, and he started literally laughing out loud. And I'm like, what's so funny? And he's like, oh, it's your Instagram. Like, because he didn't know it was You Can Zip With Us. He was Kara posted.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, guys, we also went out to the Gram.
I've
read the terms and conditions.
We did.
Wink.
Read the terms and conditions. I was going to tell you one really quick, too. John was laughing so hard in bed the other day, and he's like, this is so stupid. And he showed it to me. It's a guy and his daughter sitting at a restaurant, and the server comes up and said, how did you find your steak, sir? And he says, well, I just looked down and there it was right next to the mashed potatoes. I was just dying, just dead, you know? Anyway.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So yeah, we went out to Instagram.
Yeah. So later on the episode, you guys were going to do Ask Us Anything, which I'm stoked on because we haven't done this forever and I cannot wait. So, but hey, Ash, before we do anything, we're about to eat a bunch of candy. Why don't we eat some vegetables? Guys, honestly.
Oh my God. Colleen, excuse you.
You guys, you know who that was.
Yeah, let's get some veggies. you know, sometimes we just don't have the energy to cook, and especially after we eat all this candy, we're going to have some sort of crash and we're going to need someone to basically do the cooking for us.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what Daily Harvest is going to do. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food all built on organic fruits and veggies right to your door. And it truly takes minutes to prepare. You never have to think twice if you're eating food that is good for you.
It could not be easier. Could not.
No, it couldn't. Impossible. One of my favorite things recently is because it's starting to get a little warmer, you know?
Yeah.
I've been just stockpiling their shakes. Mm. And I love that their shakes, my favorite one is they have a watermelon one that's super good. Ugh. And then they have like a peach and strawberry. Good. So I've been doing that and you just throw it right in the blender, wham bam, thank you ma'am. And usually they have some veggies in it, but it's all, they try to do as much organic as they can, but they don't just have smoothies. They've got your harvest bowls, flatbreads, they've got also, now they have milk, recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. So whatever you need, they've got you. It is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep.
Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code SIP to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code SIP for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com, dailyharvest.com.
All right.
All right.
Are we doing the candy?
We're doing.
Town?
We're going to candy Easter basket bracket madness. Okay. So I'd like
to
hear.
Go left or right?
Let's give folks just a rundown of the bracket contenders. So in the first bracket, we have your Lindt Gold Bunny Milk Chocolate. This is your standard, like everybody's got an Easter bunny chocolate.
Your standard bunny.
Yeah. Fun fact. I remember this very vividly in my childhood, but woke up on Easter morning, went down, I saw my Easter basket, you know, went downstairs, saw my Easter basket, and oh my gosh, what's in here? I'm just a little girl. There was an Easter bunny in there, chocolate Easter bunny, with the head eaten off. My parents, when they were putting together my Easter basket, got a little sweet tooth and started nibbling on things. And they thought it was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
And I remember this meltdown. I was upset for a very long period of time to the point they had to go back to the store. But the Easter bunny brought another one. Like, it was a real ordeal. Okay. So it's like a triggering thing for me. We also have... I mean, not really, but you know.
Oh gosh.
We also couldn't find...
How brave of you to...
I know. Get back on the horse here.
Today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We also, there's like courage. A number of different, there's a number of different jelly beans in your Easter candy aisle. So we each found like a different one. And so this is competing jelly bean. And I have Jolly Rancher jelly beans. What's yours?
Oh, all right. Well, tell me which one I should do, because I have the Brax Classic,
yeah,
which I feel like, you know, is just your standard basic, yeah, B. I have never tried the Sweet Tart jelly beans. I did buy those. And then the one I'm most excited about are these Sour Bright Eggs, which actually they might not. They look like jelly beans.
Yeah.
But they don't say jelly beans on the bag. So maybe this is my Cinderella.
Okay.
And then which of these should I do?
Do the sweet tarts
or the classic?
Do the sweet tarts. Yeah.
So that's going to go.
Because what we're really trying
to
figure out is who's going to knock out Starburst jelly beans, if anybody can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And because Starburst are
the best.
King.
In the second bracket, mm-hmm, we have Cadbury mini eggs. These are your classic, like, milk chocolate with a crisp sugar shell. Crisp, mm-hmm, sugar shell. And then we've also, yeah, going head to head against that, are Peeps marshmallows, your little, mm-hmm, highlighter, mm-hmm, colored fluff ducks. Okay. Or chickens, whatever.
Fluff ducks. Okay.
In another bracket, okay, we were pitting Cadbury cream egg against Robin eggs. And Robin eggs are your malted milk candy, mm-hmm, in a crunchy shell by the Whoppers brand. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then last bracket.
Right. Yes.
Starburst jelly beans coming in strong. I mean, I'm just got high hopes for them. Reese's peanut butter cream eggs or Reese's peanut butter egg.
What's your number one seed? What do you think's going to win?
Take it all the way. Starburst jelly beans. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Okay. I am tied between Starburst jelly beans and these mini eggs.
Oh, yeah.
I really like these things.
Those are Chris's favorite. They are a staple in our house this time of year. My Cinderellas,
gosh,
I picked because these are classics, I feel like, that you see in the Russell Stover cream egg.
Mm.
So that's a Cinderella
cream egg.
And then I also have never tried this, but I feel like I've seen these a million times and they were like all over the Easter aisle.
Oh,
these Kinder Joy. They're, yeah, like these plastic eggs, sweet cream topped with cocoa wafer bites.
You have two Cinderellas. Yeah. I have two Cinderellas too. I'm going to try the sour watermelon Peeps and these sour trolley egg bites.
Ooh.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Okay.
So,
chocolate
all
bunny.
Right. Sweet tart or chocolate. Yeah. Okay. Chocolate.
Sweet
thing.
Tart chocolate bunny.
Whatever. All right. Now this, I think I'm going to be a little underwhelmed by this.
Well, I mean, it's milk chocolate.
I do like that it's hollow.
I also like,
yeah, but
this,
it's like
you've got
boring.
This whole thing to yourself. You got this whole bunny that you get to eat, you know?
Which I didn't like that, so I bought these little bunnies.
Mm.
You know? Okay, that's good, actually. Do you know what I think would be really cool? Taking some of this with a Peep and making a s'more.
Wait, is that a thing? Easter s'mores?
Should be. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is good. Okay.
Mine's not hollow.
The whole thing, it's not? Mm. Wow. So you're getting a different experience.
Mm-hmm.
But because that's dense.
Yeah. I went to like crunch into it, expecting hollow. It was like quite an effort. But
yeah.
Lindt is some good chocolate.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
all right.
There's no doubt. Yeah. So, they're kind of kings.
So this is going up against
castle.
My Jolly Rancher jelly bean. Now, couldn't be any. This could not be any different.
Now, what are we going to do about this? Because I've got six different color jelly beans. Do I have to eat them all?
Well, I think you do. To get a whole,
you know what I mean? Oh, wow.
Okay, wait. What are you eating? The sweet tart ones?
Okay, these. The sweet tart jelly beans.
And?
These really do taste like sweet tarts. It's weird because they have this sort of melty coating. Wow. What is that? How did they make that? I don't really love the flavor, but it's wild because it's kind of like creamy or something. You know how sweet tarts kind of like when you bite into them, they're hard, but they're soft. It's like a weird.
All right. I'm eating Jolly Rancher jelly beans, which I had high expectations, mm-hmm, for.
Mm-hmm.
They do taste like Jolly Ranchers, kind of. But I'm picking the bunny. I'm moving the bunny forward in my bracket.
I'm moving the bunny as well.
No
sweet
way.
Sweet tart jelly beans aren't going to. Yeah. I don't, these guys don't stand a chance against the bunny.
I did not foresee myself moving the bunny forward at all in this entire Easter basket bracket madness.
Well, here we are.
Here we are.
There's a first upset.
All right.
All right. Cadbury minis.
Come to mama.
Cadbury Minis against Peeps. Now, I'm not really a Peep fan. Are you?
I don't know if I've ever had one.
All right. These Cadbury freaking Mini Eggs are unreal.
Do you just start chewing right into them?
Unreal.
I like, because we've had these in a little bowl, like for the last week in our house. And I sometimes put one in my mouth and just kind of let it relax for a little bit, like melt down till the shell gets a little thinner. And then I crunch into it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good strategy, actually. I think I did do that last night. Wait, I sort of missed what you said. Did you say you put it in, give it a crunch, and then let it melt? Or you let it melt and then crunch?
I let it melt. I let it melt for a little while.
Oh. Yeah, I like to do a gentle little bite.
Yeah. And let your saliva kind of work through it. Ooh, that's smart. That's real smart.
Wow.
Now, your Peeps are purple. Mine are highlighter yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to taste the same?
Well, I feel like it's the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just food coloring.
Yeah.
I think.
How are these so popular? Is anyone like, Peeps are my jam?
Yeah. I had a guy that I went to high school with. His favorite thing were Peeps. Revy likes Peeps too.
All right.
Peeps don't do it for me.
No. Cadbury eggs are getting moved forward. No doubt about it.
I mean, that was, yeah. No, everyone saw that coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cad Mini. All right. Now our next head-to-head. Cream egg.
Mm-hmm.
So this Cadbury cream egg, this is another thing I don't really love.
You know.
Normally. Do you like it?
I feel like it's been so long since I've had this. Mine's like really sticky to the wrapping here.
You might have a cracked egg there on your hands.
I might have a cracked egg. Okay.
Maybe the yolk seeped out.
What color is your yolk?
I did see on Pinterest today, white with a little bit of orange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's egg white and then the, you know, yolk.
You know what this reminds me of? When you get a box of chocolates.
Cadbury cream egg?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You get a box of chocolates. There's like 16 chocolates. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you're like, you can kind of tell which one's like the caramel. So you go for that one first, obviously. And then you kind of see
of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah. You can kind of like pick out some things. And you're like, I wonder what that one is. And you go and you pick it up and you bite into it and it's like cream fruit. And you're like, ugh. And you put it back.
And it's
That's
disgusting.
What this is. But in like a larger size. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it just shouldn't have been born.
You know, it's so true because I feel like people... Yeah, but it's so weird because you're so right that I feel like you bite into those and you put them back. But I do feel like people rave about these cream eggs, but it's just got to be a mental thing because
this is not.
They are the ones you put back in the box.
There's a weird.
All right. These are going up against the robin eggs.
Oh, now have I had a robin egg before?
Yeah, but I did see on Pinterest today a thing where you open these cream eggs and then you scoop out the filling and you mix the filling with like Kahlua, vodka, something, 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 whatever. And then you make like a liquor bomb egg with those.
Okay. Seems like a lot of work, but I'm down.
I know. I know. That was my thought too, because I thought, like, what kind of spoon do you have to get to scoop out the yolk, you know?
Carve this little guy out.
And like, it's crazy. Fine. All right, so these are just Whoppers.
Yeah.
You know, you're not.
But they're getting moved forward.
This is a close buzzer beater. Yeah, I think these ones move forward for me too. I don't know, man. I don't like either of these things. Mm-mm. Hold on, I gotta try this cream egg again. I don't like these. I don't like anything in this head to head matchup.
You're going back in for more. Your face is like it's the worst thing you've ever eaten. But you make
I gotta see which one I like least. Actually, I think the cream egg moves forward.
All right, fair enough
for me.
All right, Starburst jelly beans.
Now this one is Starburst against Reese's is kind of a brutal. Matchup. These are two. This is like when you think either team could potentially win the tournament, but they it's not possible because they get seeded against each other in the first round. Starburst jelly beans, nothing like it.
A thing of beauty. Mm. I like Starburst jelly beans better than Starburst.
100%.
You know, the 100% deal with all the individual wrappers?
Wrappers? Mm-mm.
Easier to crunch into.
GTFO.
Immediate satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
So sugar. Totally. Yeah. These are probably your dentist's least favorite candy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they feel like they're very sugary.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What are my favorites?
You know what I mean? Okay. Those are dang good.
Yeah, pink probably. How about you?
Same. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Pink. Mm-hmm. I actually like, this is my second bag of Starburst jelly beans this Easter season. But the first one I got was the Fave Reds bag.
Oh.
Which I like that.
Mm-hmm. Ben put that in the cart. So today he came with me.
Oh, the green is good.
Is it?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He came with me. Chris is on the the board for the Portland Bocce League, and they had a Zoom meeting today. So he was doing that, and I took Ben to go get all these things. Mm-hmm. And Ben lifted something up, and it was a little Pez container. And I said, you know what? Go ahead and put that in the cart. It was the first time this has ever happened where he's like
pick it out, buddy.
Yeah, let's go ahead. We'll get that. We'll put it in your Easter basket. Then he thought that was the funniest thing, so he was just putting everything into the cart. So I put everything back and then noticed that he had grabbed three of those Starburst Only Reds jelly beans packages and put them in the cart. So we put them back.
Oh.
Yeah, this was not a really great story.
Did you buy any? Did you buy one?
No. But are they delicious?
Okay. Yeah. They are, because they're, you know, it's all the good flavors. All right, I'm going in for the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Now, this is interesting because Reese's eggs, and this is I have a Reese's peanut butter cream egg. Is yours creamy on the inside? Or is yours just Reese's?
Mm-mm. It's just your standard.
Oh, I wonder what. Now, mine's a
cream. It's just a Reese's egg shaped in an egg. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I hope it's not what Cadbury is. Do you think it's a cat? Like, oh my gosh.
Only one way to find out.
That'd be devastating. Let's see.
No, it's just peanut butter.
Oh, is it? That's a lot of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big time situation.
I just ate foil.
No? How's the foil taste?
Mm. You know what?
Pretty good.
This is your standard. It's just like a Reese's peanut butter bomb. Like, it's good. Really, really good. But it does not beat out Starburst for me.
Okay. I got to hold on. Because mine was really good, and I got to make sure what I'm doing here. I'm trying to think if they were like, you can only have one thing. Because right now, what I want to say is that Reese's beats the Starburst.
Whoa.
But I'm trying to think big picture.
Whoa.
Big picture. If someone were to say to me, you can only pick for this holiday season, you can either eat Starburst jelly beans or Reese's peanut butter, I think I'd pick Starburst jelly beans.
Wow.
Even though right now, something going on with my taste buds.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, because you're normally not a chocolate gal.
No. Mm-mm. Now, if this was a bag of Fave Reds, then I feel like I would 100% be like, no question.
Yeah.
But I think because I don't love all the flavors of the Starburst jelly beans.
Right.
That's fine. Starburst still wins. I mean.
Okay. Should we get to our Cinderella bracket?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Right. I'm going to try this trolley.
I'm sour egg bites into this Russell Stover maple cream egg.
That sounds really gross to me.
It does sound terrible.
I'm so glad
have you not seen these? Like in the Easter aisle, you know, these Russell Stover eggs?
Well, I've seen Russell Stover. Mm-hmm. I've never looked that close to see that they're maple cream.
Yeah, they had, what this the was hell? The best of a bad lot. Oh. They had strawberry cream one.
Wait, what are you eating?
Okay, these trolleys are a no.
That's what you were most looking forward
to. Trolley sour bite eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, this is.
Well, they're, I was really. Gross.
This is 100% the chocolate you put back. It is like fluffed maple.
Oh, God. Mm-mm.
That is really bad.
No, and it looks like it's like a shitty dark chocolate on the outside. Mm. Okay, well, neither of our 16 seeds, we shouldn't have even been welcome in the tournament.
Okay. That is horrible.
Yeah. So the reason I don't like these trolleys, the flavor's okay, but you know the density of like the peach rings.
Yeah.
Or like the sour worms by Trolley. That's what they are. And I wasn't expecting it. And so I think that's what threw me off is the texture.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna fuck with those.
All right.
Okay, so then do you have one more Cinderella? Yeah, you're opening that.
I'm gonna do the Kinder Joy plastic egg thing.
I'm gonna see about the sour watermelon peep. Oh, I like that. Oh,
wait, what the heck?
I like that. I'm not obsessed, but I like it.
This has
now, like a- I am obsessed with black licorice, so what? A weapon?
No, this has
now I'm going to go in for, to the Brax really quick because I want a black jelly bean. Look, this is my number one champion.
Oh my God, this is like
black
look
jelly
at this.
Beans.
Ash, you've got to get a visual.
Oh God.
Look at this.
Wow.
This is
what
like,
is that?
This is like some sort of
how are you
pudding.
Supposed to eat that?
This is some sort of pudding with like egg things, crunchy things on it.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know. I don't know. I don't know.
It comes with a spoon?
A spoon thing. And there's
this feels very suspicious.
Uh-huh. Look, and there's chocolate on the bottom.
What?
Something on top. And then this is some sort of okay.
Hmm.
Wow, I had no idea what I was getting myself
wow.
into here.
Yeah, that's very
oh whoa.
You know what I don't like about that though?
Whoa.
I mean, your face is saying it's good.
This is pretty good.
But I don't like that it's a two-handed situation.
I did not see this coming. This is kind of Nutella-y. The bottom part.
Oh.
It's like a
like
nutty
hazelnutty?
Chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And then this is like a hollow like hazelnut ball thing on the top. Super crunchy.
Oh. That does sound delicious.
Mm. What the
you know, heck? I just wish maybe they could. Could they have potentially like just filled the hollow balls with the things? Instead of you having to use a spoon,
dude, those are
you know
really
what I mean?
Good. Sweet
okay,
cream,
well, get one
sweet
though.
Cream so, topped with cocoa wafer bites. That is delicious. That,
so, what does this mean?
So
does
I think
that
I can,
knock out any of the?
I think I can replace.
What do you do?
I think I'm going to replace Robin eggs with my Kinder Joy, whatever that's called. Kinder, barely knew.
All right, is it possible? Can I replace, I don't think people are going to like this, but can I replace the Cadbury cream egg with just black jelly beans?
No.
Like
was,
the basic
black,
bitch. Yeah, why not? Why can't I?
Part of your Cinderella bracket.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Go ahead. Go ahead, because this is going to make your life very difficult. Yes. Please go ahead and switch out whatever you want with the black jelly beans. I think this is a great idea. This is going to make your life a living hell because you can only pick one.
Oh, man.
I think from here,
okay.
now that we
All
have
right.
it narrowed down
so
to four.
So black jelly beans.
We have to rank. We have to pick our top three mm-hmm. and rank them with bronze, silver, and gold.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay.
I got it.
Shit. You have yours just like that.
Just
no
like
big
that.
Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. I think I go. All right. I got my finals.
All right. What is your third place?
Starburst jelly beans.
Same. Same.
Whoa!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I didn't see that coming. Holy shit. Okay.
Okay. What's number two?
Mm-hmm. The Cadbury mini eggs.
Wow. I picked the Kinder. The Kinder Joy. I'm really glad we did
I
this.
I need to get that.
I did not know what I was missing out on.
Yeah,
this
you never would
like
have probably bought that otherwise.
This, is like, this mm-hmm. does not look like delicious candy.
Yeah, it looks like.
This is a treat plus
and
a
I
toy.
Didn't grow up
These are
with
for
that
little
in my
kids.
Basket.
These are for little kids. Like there's little bunny things in here. This is not.
Oh.
But that is delicious. Okay.
That's even better.
Yeah.
And that's then, even better that it's got a toy.
So what's your
twofer.
Number one?
Take a wild guess.
Black jelly beans for the win.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Oh, my God. So good. I'm so glad they entered the tournament. That is, hey, by the way, that is a Cinderella winning the tournament. So now, two times
a
16 seed beat out a top seed.
And I would
two
say
times
this,
in history.
This is anticlimactic because this was already a top seed, but mini eggs took my top spot. Those are so delicious. The Cadbury mini eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So good.
Ultimate Easter.
They are
Easter
so good.
Easter
and then the
basket.
Bunny was four.
The chocolate bunny?
You know.
You ranked your fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, your little hollow cute chocolate bunny.
What do you mean? There was a bracket. Everyone advanced. There should have been four winners.
Yeah, but I said pick top three.
I ranked my fourth like
I'm
some sort of psychopath.
I said
well, I already had
gold.
Four.
There's no medal for the
yeah,
fourth.
That doesn't happen in March Madness.
The fourth is like, oh, so close, but not quite. You know, the fourth is like the biggest loser.
Why did we do brackets then?
Because it's March Madness and I don't know how brackets work.
You're really throwing a wrench.
I don't know how brackets work.
Clearly. Okay.
All right, you guys.
Speaking of gold medal winners, do you think it's made out of the best gold jewelry you've ever seen?
You guys, okay, this next partnership of ours, I'm in love with this company, Ana Luisa.
Yeah.
I'm so obsessed. It's the most beautiful jewelry, sustainable jewelry. Their company strives to be carbon neutral. They offset 100% of their carbon emissions. They make things in limited batches, ensuring the highest production standards while eliminating excessive waste. But the thing is, and they're fair prices, you guys. You'll go on, the jewelry starts at $39 on their website, so there's not that luxury markup. But when they arrive, your jaw will hit the ground. And I'm not like, I've got to say, I'm not a huge jewelry person. I don't really care about fine jewelry. But honestly, when I like see these Ana Luisa pieces in my jewelry collection, I get really excited to put them on. They're so beautiful. They're so stunning. I got a couple of necklaces that I love so, so much. A really cute pair of gold earrings that I love. And I just love too, like, that when I see them, they're like so affordable as well. It's like, oh my gosh, this is such a good value, but I'm feeling like I'm wearing something that should have been way, way, way more. I would love to, like, I think these would be a great gift idea for people, and certainly a gift for yourself too.
Yeah. And I love, so they're $39, but we have a code SIP that'll get you 10% off. I am actually, so what was it? We could pick three items. So part of this partnership was we could pick three, and I'm actually going to go back on and purchase more and I'm going to use our code because I really do. They, for being $39, like starting at $39, the quality, as Call said, is just, it's kind of shocking. Because the price point is so affordable. And they offer a 365-day warranty to replace or refund any piece that doesn't match your expectations, which is pretty dang epic. So you're going to go to Ana Luisa, ANALUISA.com/SIP, and you'll get 10% off at ANALUISA.com/SIP. You can treat yourself, treat your loved ones, put it in an Easter basket. Why don't you? You know, but just get after it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Now we're getting into it. We're getting into Ask Us Anything. Light 'em up, up, up. So should I just randomly look?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, when you wipe, do you go between the legs,
love these,
behind, or stand up?
Stand up? Who stands up?
Yeah, you stand up. Who's
standing up?
I don't know. Guys, does she think we're actually dudes?
I do both. I do both the from behind and in between. Because how do you...
When I poop, I go between my legs. and when I pee, I go behind. when I poop, I stand up and I just clench really tight my butt cheeks. And then you don't use as much toilet paper that way.
Wait, when you wipe though, do you go like towards your vag or from the vag up?
Because aren't you front to back or back to front?
right.
Well, you're supposed to go front to back.
Right. That's what you're supposed to do. But I don't do that.
Anyway. Yeah.
Do you?
You go back to front.
Yeah, I just do that, but not like all the way back.
No, I go front to back.
Really? Every time?
I used to do between the legs and probably do back to front. But now, sometime maybe in college or something, I read that it's like cleaner because you don't want to get any poo particles in your vagina. So now I go from behind and I wipe back to front.
Wait, you stick your whole...
Front to back, sorry.
You stick your whole hand around your bum and then you go all the way to the top where your pee is and do a whole front to back. You don't.
Yeah.
So I do. The whole poo particles thing in your vag, it's like you've got it.
That might be a task for the Kardashians. You're like, you go all the way around. Like I mean, how big do you think my ass is? Your arm can reach that far?
Well, wouldn't you go, like, yes, I go front for the pee and then back for the poop, you know?
No, I don't do that because, well, then you've got poop inside of your vagina.
No, you have to really, like you have to, when you're going frontwards, you'd have to reach pretty far back to get poop particles.
True, that is true.
Next question.
How often do you both dabble with marijuana? Hot topic.
Hot topic. You know, when I haven't had any weed in so long. Mm-hmm. In so long. Like, typically, it's only when I'm with friends, and that hasn't happened in so long, like, where you can, like, get together and have fun, like, you know, doing whatever, concert, whatever, hanging out. I used to take some CBD to help me sleep. That was years and years ago. And so I would say, like, almost never now.
Really?
Yeah.
Even CBD? Oh, yeah. I take CBD daily, but I don't really consider that marijuana. I think she's talking about the psychedelic kind, right? Yeah. And I don't like marijuana because I get paranoid on it. I actually think the last time I did it was when we were together and we like, it was like that medicinal, really freaking strong stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. I feel like I thought I was going to die. I remember Chris, I was like, you guys, I feel like my heart is going to like overbeat. And so then Chris put his Apple Watch on my wrist so we could check my heartbeat. And my heart rate was totally normal. It was not beating fast, but it felt like it was going to explode. Yeah. I don't have a very good experience with weed, so I don't do it.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
It's just not that enjoyable for me.
Yep. Same.
Okay. If you owned a food court, what three restaurants would you have?
Ooh.
I would have Panda Express. I mean, that also, I mean, I'm gluten-free, but like if I weren't gluten intolerant, I would for sure have Panda Express. That was, always did that when I went to the mall in high school and stuff or whatever. Like if that was where, if I was going to eat in the food court, it would be there.
Yeah. And we're talking like mall food court. We're not talking like our dream world. Yeah, I would put Sbarro.
I struggle because I feel like I don't like the taste of their pizza.
Me neither, but I always went there.
I know, same.
Like I'd always go there.
I think they'd be.
I'd also put, and I don't know, like it felt like there was always like an Indian food spot with like butter chicken and rice, and like I'd always hit that up. So I'd put,
you would?
Oh yeah, I love it. So I'd put that in. And I put a Cinnabon.
So you do Sbarro, Cinnabon, Indian.
Yep.
I would do, what did I say? I was going to say Happy Panda, but Panda Express, Jamba Juice, and probably.
Oh, good call on Jamba.
Shit. Maybe, I don't know, Cinnabon, or I think I might do the Auntie's Pretzels.
Ooh.
Or whatever. Ooh. Auntie Annie's Pretzels or something, you know?
What's fun about the Jamba Juice at the mall is they always have the little samples out.
Yeah.
It's always like, that's got the smell factor. The pretzel place has the smell factor. And Cinnabon has the smell factor. Mm-hmm. Where that whole place just smells awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. These are great questions.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that would be good. Okay. Oh, this is a little deeper.
Ooh.
My friend's pup just passed away. Tips on how to be there for her without being annoying.
Oh, be annoying. Like, I think a lot of people, like, worry about not knowing what to say or not knowing what to do. And then they just kind of stay away when people are in pain sometimes. And I think even just writing a text message that's like, hi, I'm thinking of you. Like, maybe not putting work on them where it's like, how are you? How are
you
doing?
Or even, how can I help you?
Yeah, because that's makes us feel good to ask that. But more like, I'm thinking of you.
Hey, I'm going to bring you a pizza tonight.
Yes.
Take him or whatever. Like, I'm going to... whatever. And also I think it's really good to say, I'm thinking of you. Just because I think the hardest part is when your heart is shattered and you see the world still spinning and it's almost like, how is this possible? Like, how is not everybody stopping right now to mourn with me?
Yeah.
It's like, I was watching a TikTok this week and this guy said, I went through one of the hardest things that you can go through as a parent. And all of a sudden, one day I opened my door and my friend was there and he said, hey, what are you doing here? And he said, when you get this kind of news, you don't call, you show up. Hmm. And the guy said, like, if your friend is going through something really hard and you don't show up, they will not, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be physically in the present. But he was like, if you, you know, because a lot of people are afraid of saying the wrong thing or not knowing what to do. But he said, if you don't show up for them, they will never forget it. And mm-hmm. I think that's also true. Like mm-hmm. if your friend's heart is shattered for whatever reason and you're not there for them because you're afraid of not knowing what to do, I think that's worse than just like potentially doing the wrong thing or yeah. being annoying, like Cole said. So
totally. Yep.
Fave Costco food court item.
Ooh, the hot dog for $1.50. Hot dog with yeah. a soda. Come on. Okay. Come on.
I like their frozen yogurt with the berry sauce.
Is that good? I've never had it.
Oh, yeah. I've never had the hot dog.
You've never had a Costco hot dog?
Mm-mm.
What?
I know.
What?
Mm-mm. Or their pizza. I've never really had anything from Costco, except I think one time I had their acai bowl, and then I've had multiple times the soft serve with the berry
You've
stuff.
You've never had a Costco hot dog?
No.
Not even like growing up? Like no. Your parents go to Costco and it's like, we're getting
No, my parents
Costco
didn't. We never ate at the food court in Costco. We had all the free samples. Like my dad strategically, my mom didn't have a Costco membership that I remember, but we went with my dad all the time, but we strategically went during prime sample time. So we would like go to, I mean, he wouldn't even necessarily need to shop for anything. We would just go to get all the samples. My dad loves free shit. Like if there is one thing my dad loves, he loves saving money. And there's nothing, you're not saving any more money than when something's free, you know? So he was like a coupon clipper, like bargain shopper, sale dude, and then anything free.
Wow.
Anything free. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So yeah, I feel like we would get like full on samples.
I'm stunned. I've had so many Costco hot dogs, like in my lifetime.
That sounds good, actually.
Hundreds. I've had hundreds of Costco hot dogs.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Just the other day, we were at Costco. Chris is like, hey, want to split one of the hot dogs? I was like, yeah. Grabbed it
oh,
in the car, and then your breath, like you have like Costco Ew. Hot dog burps for like days.
Sounds like it's good for you. Sounds like it's healthy.
It's the best. It's the best, yeah. man. It's so
takes
good.
Over.
So good.
Do you sleep with underwear on?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too, but you're not supposed
Why
to.
Why are you not? What are these not supposed? Who said you're
have
not
you
supposed
like,
to?
Like any sort of gynecologist ever, like for vaginal health,
you're not supposed,
it's supposed
to sleep
to
with underwear?
Correct.
Really?
Google it. Yes.
What?
You're not supposed to work out with under. I mean, you're not supposed to cleanse with soap in there. You're not supposed to get poop particles in there.
Well, I don't.
You're
get-
not supposed this to is- sleep with underwear on. You're not supposed to. I don't know. Go to sleep after having sex without peeing first. You know, there's a lot of rules. You're not wow. supposed to work out with underwear on.
You said that one. Yeah, we talked about that over
oh,
on
did?
Patreon. Yeah.
What does Call actually do for a living? Don't think she said.
Oh, well, I work.
We talk about it on Patreon.
Yeah, I talk about, guys, go to patreon.com/ you can sip with us. I work
both
for
of us actually,
a tech company.
We got super, both of us got super vulnerable and raw on last Friday's episode.
Yeah.
It felt very therapeutic. People were.
There were a lot of tears.
And there yeah. was a lot of good feedback from it, but I truly feel, and we both said, like, this is the only place we can share this. We feel really safe on Patreon. Now, of course, if all like 40,000 of you that listen to these episodes went over there, it wouldn't really be, I guess, that safe space anymore. But it's a really intimate group. So Colin and I can get really intimate on there and really vulnerable. And
yeah,
it just feels really special over there. So if you want to know more about any of us, our yeah. lives, Patreon's yeah. where to go.
Yep. Behind the scenes, man.
Yo, this is a good one for you. Ooh. Best place to vacation in the U.S. Because you and Chris did that like national park tour. I feel like you've done a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah. I mean, it depends, right? On like what kind of vacation you want. Honestly, I love California. There's so many like different kinds of experiences, I feel like, in California. Mm-hmm. Santa Barbara, like I just, that whole area, like your wedding was one of the most fun mm-hmm. things.
Santa Monica.
If I could go anywhere right now, and this feels like it shouldn't count, but it does because it's the United States, Hawaii, like hands down, no questions asked. That would be my number one. Arizona, where you live, which I haven't mm-hmm. been there as much as I'd love to, but
yeah,
loved the Grand Canyon. Love every time I've gone to visit you. And then the Keys in Florida.
I've never been to the
Keys. The Keys was bomb. The mm-hmm. Keys was awesome. And I love New York yeah. too, but in shortened amount of times.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to like go to a Broadway show again.
You know, yeah. I just can't wait. Where
Speaking
would you go?
Of, any update on Hamilton?
Not yet. Yeah.
I think my, well, I have places that I want to go.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Austin. I've heard amazing things about that. Yeah. And I love Colorado. I actually mm-hmm. wish like all of us lived in Colorado mm-hmm. because I can't see myself ever moving there because we don't know anybody there. We have no family or anything. But I love that state. So like everywhere I've been in that state is beautiful, clean, seems like very happening and hip and fun and progressive. I love San Diego, love Southern California. For sure. I think that's it.
Yeah.
For me. Of course I'd go to Oregon, but that's not, I wouldn't say that's like the best place to vacation.
No. You know?
But Arizona in the spring right now is really beautiful. You guys like spring training down here would be, it would be a great time to come to Arizona.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Oh, is this person being mean? Why are your eyebrows a different color than your hair? Do you think that that person was trying to be mean? Because I bleach my hair and I don't bleach my eyebrows.
You should bleach your eyebrows. Just, like, are you happy now?
I was like, yeah, I don't know. I think there might be trying to be mean, but I don't know. Second kid due in June. Advice for transition.
Oh, that's for you, man. Is there anything you wish you would have known about, like, anything with number two?
No, it is... I don't feel like there's a less, I feel like there's like things that's like to go from zero parents or from zero kids to a kid is like a whole new world. I actually feel like that was harder just because you'd have no idea what it means to be a parent yet. You know, like it's just, I mean, it's a whole new world. Adding a second kid is, I definitely like, we have way less time, but I don't feel like it's as difficult as your first one because you, like all it is really less time.
Yeah.
And then I guess trying to balance, making sure your older kid feels still loved and really special, but it's not, you're like, I don't feel like anything really, I've never really thought about it until now, but I don't think anything really happens where you're like, oh, I didn't expect this because you just, you're, if you're already a parent, you kind of know,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. That's good. Confidence boost.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got all the tricks already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any harder.
Yeah.
Because I've still felt, and you probably feel like I still felt like even with one kid, I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Like I still felt crazy busy. And now you have another kid and I'm like, holy shit. I feel like I had so much time now looking back. And then, you know, we have friends that have three kids or four kids and I can't imagine what that would be.
Yeah.
But because I feel so busy now, but it's like, I just feel like you have less time probably the more kids you get, but it also probably gets easier because you just have more confidence in your ability or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us, I don't know if we can do this. Tell us something we don't already know about you guys, each of you individually.
Well, I think I already shared a couple weeks ago that I had, I grew up, there were foster kids. My mom did like foster parenting. I feel like that's something that most people didn't know about
me. Yeah, I didn't know that until you said that.
Trying to think of like other things that people might not know. Do you have anything?
About you or about me?
Both. I'm thinking just about you though.
I know.
I didn't know you've never had a Costco hot dog. So this has been a big reveal.
Well, and we also didn't know which way we wiped.
Yeah.
Even though we've gone to the bathroom together multiple times in bars, but I guess we're just not really like looking at the way we wipe. So
I've never seen you reach around.
Yeah.
After you go pee.
It's not like I have to go. I don't have to go like back here and under. I just kind of go like under my leg. I guess. So I would get like toilet paper. Yeah. And I kind of like sit up. I guess I do.
You're a stand upper.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand up and I clench and I really rub it good. I don't know. I feel like I'm such an open book. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. Next.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Oh, here's another one. When you wipe, do you fold or crumple?
What do you mean folding? Fold? Like take the toilet paper and fold it?
Who's
no,
doing
you
that?
Crumple. You crumple.
Does any, I mean, okay, I guess maybe if you don't have anything else to do and you're bored, you would fold. Take all the time you need in there, but of course you crumple.
You know what? I feel like the kind of people who would fold are probably like people who do other things really well, like make a bed really well, or like just kind
like,
of.
Oh, a little bit of OCD.
But not in a bad way, like in a way that's like they take care of things.
I mean, it feels a little neurotic to fold your toilet paper.
Like I maybe should be.
Why fold your toilet paper when then you're just, I mean, are you saving it after? Are you going to show anyone after how beautiful it is?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to go in the toilet and be flush. Disintegrated?
And go into,
why would you take
go
the
into
time
the
to
land where all the crumples are?
I don't, yeah.
Yeah.
Why, you know, work smarter, not harder. You know what I mean? All right. One more.
One more.
Someone said they sent us an email. I want to see what that is about.
What's her name?
K-K. A lot of Y's.
K-K.
Two K's and then a lot of Y's. She was the one that first, well, she asked both those questions, fold or crumple or which way do you wipe? So I'm going to see.
Well, is her real name Catherine? Because there's something in our inbox. It says two sips from a soul sippa with a lot of P's. And so I'm wondering if this is her calling card.
Oh, maybe. Because she said, I sent an email with mine. Then she said, I sent you an email. And then she also said, sent you a what would Ash and Call do email. What would Ash and Call do? So she's very persistent to let us know she sent the email.
Okay, I got it. This is something new. All right. So I don't see... I don't see an email.
I don't either. Oh, is it in a... Maybe it's in spam? I'm in here now with you and I don't see it. No, there's nothing. There's no email. Yeah. Where did she send this?
I don't know. Next.
To me? I don't know.
I sent you an email. I sent you an email.
I mean, she said it three times and I mean, I don't want to call you a liar, but...
Maybe just check. Maybe it's just hung up in your outbox, man.
Yeah. All right.
If
so
you
hit, then,
if you can go and send it again, you can sip with us at gmail.com. We'll tackle it.
This is a great question.
Okay.
What are you two going to do when you can finally see each other again in real life? I think we actually should decide because I think this is close. I get my second vaccine today. When do you get yours?
In like 10 days or something.
So what is this? So it'll be like mid-April that you'll be, and then 2 weeks after that. So it'll be like May-ish. I wonder if we, well, two things. I wonder if we should try to do something for Cinco de Mayo or if that's too soon, Ben's birthday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I could come up there for a little bit. Yeah. But so, yeah, I don't know. We've talked about, I want to see Ben at some point.
I really want to see Mac and I really want to see Rev.
Yeah. And we got to figure that out because we don't know safety protocols around kids.
Yeah.
And then we talked about actually like going somewhere overnight.
We should meet at the Corbell Castle for a grand reunion.
California. That's Sonoma or Napa? We should.
We should just meet at the Corbell Castle.
Actually, we should. Yeah. So anyway, there will be drinking. There will be strategizing. There will be hopefully meeting and seeing our kids. It'll be a couple day extravaganza. We don't know exactly. We've talked about this, but we don't have details. But I feel like May is probably when we'll be able to
do it. Imagining like seeing you in real life again.
It's like, I don't even know what that
I know
will be like.
We've all like so crazy. Grown relationships like with our Zoom people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, we're still the same people, but then seeing people in real life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. All right. Okay. So I think that wraps up what
I can't wait to see you in real life and see you through my awesome blenders. Speaking of going to California, that's the home of blenders. Fresh from San Diego comes the only sunglasses brand I'm ever going to wear again. I'm talking about blenders. You guys are going to be just as hooked when you see how awesome these shades are. Okay. For real though, we're partnering up with blenders. I went on their website.
Yeah.
And I like couldn't, they had so many cool different sunglasses to pick from. Mm-hmm. And they're super affordable, unlike expensive big brand shades. They've got a team of in-house designers. So they're constantly coming out with new styles and they're like super fun styles, right? There's something for everybody on there. Mm-hmm. But I went on and I did a little like, you know, this is my face shape. These are my things they recommended. But then as I was shopping, they were showing me like this other person just bought this pair of sunglasses. Like you could see like what other people were buying.
Oh,
so there was this chick who bought a pair of sunglasses while I was on shopping for sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what did she buy? So I saw that she bought, you know, whatever pair. And I thought, oh, I like those. So I bought the same ones. They came to the house. They're like purple. I'll show these on Instagram.
Yeah.
And Chris was like, I don't mean this in a bad way. Chris is like, he tells me he loves me I know he loves me. But there's not like a lot of like physical compliments. He'll be like, you're cute and stuff. But it's not like he's. But so he said, he's like, I really like your sunglasses. And these were my blender sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And that is like, that's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal. Yeah. They also have readers and blue lights as well as a snow collection with goggles and all kinds of accessories. So check them out. If you want to score 15% off your blender's purchase, visit blenderseyewear.com. Enter promo code SIPVIP. That's blenderseyewear.com code SIP, VIP, S-I-P, VIP, right? SIPVIP for 15% off. Blenders, rocked with pride worldwide. That's actually a super cool tagline.
Super cool.
Okay.
Time to bring it home. Okay, oh, I got a rant for you. So it's like, you know, weekday, typical weekday. Working, all these things, dinner time with Ben. We like, you know, it's like you're busy, like you said, like you just go, go, go. You're, every minute of your day is consumed. Put Ben down. I got a couple hours for me. What am I going to do? Maybe I'll take a bath. Maybe Chris and I'll watch a show. Maybe like whatever. The world is your oyster.
Got a whole.
I was like, hey, before I do any of these things, I'm going to just look at my phone real quick. I'm just going to look at my phone.
See you later, afternoon.
Real quick.
Mm-hmm.
That thing is like stepping into a casino. There's no windows.
You're right.
All of a sudden, it's like ding, 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 like flashing lights.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you feel just like
you're so
there's no sense of time. Mm-hmm. And I sit down at the tables and I'm just playing blackjack and I'm winning. I got notifications. I got emails in my inbox.
It's feeling good. You got adrenaline, you know, dopamine.
I've got a You Can Sip With Us post I'm going to go check out and like read, talk to people on the comments. I'm going to check the inbox. I'm going to go to my inbox. I'm going to like look at these different apps. I'm going to go on Twitter. I'm going to check the trends. I go into iTunes and I see who's top in the charts. Taylor's new song, by the way, is number one.
Yep.
And the next thing the next thing I know, my time has elapsed.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit, okay.
My time has elapsed.
Moving on. It's like, didn't get anything done.
Want to watch part of a program and then go to bed? Like, god damn.
I know.
It's unreal.
I know.
That's my rant.
It is a vortex and it's addicting, man. I was just looking at my screen time today and I was ashamed. I thought, oh my gosh. You know, and part of me is like, my brain wants to justify it. I was like, this is your job.
Yeah.
But like, there is a lot of time that I'm scrolling that is not for my job.
Yeah.
It's just for, you know,
yeah,
it's wild. And I do that a lot too. I'll like, I go to bed. I've been wanting to read books. So I'll go to bed and then I'll think, well, I'll just scroll for a little bit. And then by the time I know, I'm tired.
Yeah.
So I just turn off the light and go to bed and I don't read any book. All right. My rant. When you think you're in the clear, no one's around and you have to fart. No one's around. I'm just going to let this guy out. And then bam, out of nowhere. And it's not your husband. Okay. So, and even if it is your husband, like you don't really feel bad anymore. Like I don't feel bad if John walks into my fart, right? Yeah. He's like, did you just fart? I'm like, yeah, sucker. You know, like, but so our nanny was here and I had a fart the other morning and she was in the playroom with the kids. I thought, no problem. Let this guy out. No one's here. She comes right around the corner immediately.
No.
It's just me, right? And she's thrown something in the trash. And I thought about saying, that trash really smells. Have you noticed that? Because it's clearly me. I mean, when you walk into a fart, you know you walk into a fart. And if there's no one around, you're like, it wasn't me. Must have been her. I'm smelling your butt particles. Did you throw some food away a couple days? It smells stinky in there. I'm gonna take this out.
So the other night, Chris like was letting Betty out, and these we live in a newer home. There's no backyards with newer homes for the most part. We not in our budget anyway.
Right.
So we got the super small backyard. But I'm in the living room, but I can like see the backyard and I hear Chris out there. It's like 9:30 at night. I hear him in the house fart from outside. And I march out there and I'm like, oh my God. And as soon as I said that, we heard our neighbor go back into his house. We didn't know he was outside letting his dog out too. So we heard Chris's massive fart. Open the door and go, oh my God. What do you do?
That is, yeah, what do you do? Everybody fart, sir. All right, rave.
Oh, yeah, rave. So Ben is really like trying to say words. And I just think my rave is little kids learning how to talk. Mm-hmm. And so like he's really into the alphabet and he knows he's got a couple letters like really down. But my favorite is the way he pronounces some of them. And so he'll go like, we have like an alphabet eating mat and he'll go K. And then and then M is Emma.
Oh, yeah.
But his favorite thing to say right now, and I can't get enough of it, is the moon. The moon.
Moon?
And everything's the moon. Like he thinks like the porch light, he'll go, moon. And it's like, it sounds like he's like a little southern baby or something, but he just gets really into it. Moon. And I have a little video, I believe.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. So you can hear. Okay. Hold on.
Ben, where's the moon?
Moon.
Where is it?
Up there. Moon.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Moon.
So cute. But when he really does see the moon, when it's like a big moon outside, it is like, guys, are you not see, like the way he points?
Hello.
Moon.
Yeah.
Like, are we not amazed?
Have you looked? Take him outside tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be a big
moon. The moon is major. Well, yesterday when we were out, we did family photos yesterday, which is actually my rave. Yeah. But the moon was really big and beautiful, but it wasn't dark. And then last night, John came in from letting Roke out or something. And he was like, oh, my gosh, it's so bright out there. So I think it's a full moon.
Ooh.
So he might be really excited tonight.
All right. Bring us home.
My rave is for the first time since Max born, we got some family photos. And there's a photographer who's flying. She lives somewhere else, but she reached out and said, hey, I'm coming. And I looked at her stuff and she does really like good casual kind of just hang out and have fun. And we discovered she recommended this place. It was like 45 minutes from where we live, but it feels like a whole other world. It almost feels like Sedona. It's so beautiful.
Ooh.
So amazing. And she was incredible. And we just had a lot. I don't know. It's just, and so I'm so excited to get these photos back. And it just felt really, I mean, family photos, you guys have done, it's so much work. It's a little stressful. Like, it's not super fun for the kids. But then you have this moment in time documented forever. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can't wait. All right, you guys. Thanks for sipping with us and Easter basket bracket madness
Hoppy
with us.
Easter.
Hoppy Easter. We love you. You can sip with us always. And we will,
see
you,
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon.com. Patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app and search you can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.